This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for August 4th. I'm Paul Plack. American Airlines is inspecting its fleet after finding scratches in fuselages it thinks may have been caused by contact with jet bridges. Bombardier has sold five more Q400 turboprops and another five options to an airline which prefers to remain anonymous at this time. NASA and the Comparative Aircraft Flight Efficiency Foundation have announced a competition for designers of aircraft that can achieve 200 passenger miles per gallon. Get details at cafefoundation.org. Vitito Aviation says its IO-550 upgrade for the Cessna 210 should have an STC this fall. While we were all at Oshkosh, Boeing and the U.S. Navy were rolling out the Poseidon P-8A Maritime Patrol and Recon aircraft at a ceremony in Renton. Augusta Westland has sold four AW-139 helicopters to the government of Trinidad and Tobago, bringing total orders for the aircraft to near 440. Eurocopter says its joint helicopter project with South Korea remains on time. The Korean military wants 245 of the 8-ton utility helos. Avidyne's COO has learned to fly, partly on the company's dime. The Switchblade flying motorcycle got its first order at Oshkosh. JetBlue and United are now distributing last-minute discount fare alerts by Twitter. And Japanese astronaut Koichi Wakata didn't change his underwear for a month on the International Space Station. Find out why and get the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, 2008 National CFI of the Year Max Trescott offers his Oshkosh recap. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.